this is Chris Abraham of Chris Cast. This is episode one. I've named it Sportif. Sporty. Because I'm in the constant pursuit of strength, fitness, lightness, weight reduction, endurance, and the ability to go long distances quickly on feet and bicycle, as well as on a boat, on a shell, and do that with great aplomb. However, here's the rub, here's the challenge. I'm 350 US pounds. That's like 12.4 million kilos. Let me see. How many, Cortana? Hey Cortana, how many kilos is 350 pounds?
158.76 kilograms.
I am 158.7573 kilograms. Hey Cortana, how many stone is 350 pounds?
350 pounds.
I'm exactly 25 stone. So, for all of you international people, including you, I don't know, medieval Brits, that's what's going on. So I have any number of challenges, and I know that I eat too much and that I eat emotionally and that I'm quite mad that way, and apparently have willpower in so many ways except that. In addition to that, it's the continuity of workout and business coming in the way and all that other kind of stuff that has made me whatever's the opposite of a good role model. And role model has the little chapeau above the O because I'm that guy. And as a direct result, not only do I have chrisabraham.com, but I've been running a site called rnnr.us forever. I call it Runner. I always call it in a question mark. But it's there that I talk about my constant challenges, my desire to do intermittent fasting and to do keto or one meal a day or one burrito a day or low carb or keto, as I just said, talking about swinging kettlebells and kettlebell studliness and my favorite bicycle, my Surly Steamroller. And my membership to Potomac Boat Club, my inability at 350 pounds to be able to not sink any of their boats, even their fat boats, and that challenge as a result. So, as part of ChrisCast, it's obviously going to be part of that. So I want to know from you, what kind of challenge do you have? I must say that for a lot of my life, I've been between 235 and 285, but being 350 pounds is a really new thing that has made me very sick. And I have maybe the next podcast will be talking about my challenges with health in the last few years, but it obviously has stuff to do with money and access and taking care of myself and not being looked after. And then realizing I shouldn't blame anybody else for not looking after me because I am solo mio. And the every action has a reaction issue associated with such a thing. So as of a few years back, I was actually DFL, that's dead effing last, and I was doing 5Ks, and I loved it quite a lot. And up until a couple months ago, I was going to spin class every day. Now I have between 8, 9, 10, 7 p.m. through 10 p.m. every night scheduled off so that I could go do a really nice walk about the city at night and then maybe drop by Export, which I still belong to. They're a local boutique gym where I can probably do 5x5, which includes very heavy weightlifting, including deadlifts and all that kind of other stuff that I can follow. So with a combination of my shuffle run walk, that I can do for at least an hour every night. Oh, hat tip to Sergei Kraev, because Mr. Sergei Kraev is the gentleman who convinced me that every night before he goes to sleep, he spends an hour walking around his neighborhood, and he says that if it weren't for that, he would be crazier and much fatter, reminding me that humans were really only required to carry themselves, maybe their children. I dare say that my friend's children are basically like kettlebells or weighted duffel bags or any of those other kinds of things that people use for body weight and assisted exercises. And children in many ways are just like joining up for rucking, you know, wearing a big backpack full of heavy plates or going hiking, because people who carry their lazy kids are effectively doing the equivalent of what, was it Hercules, who started carrying a baby calf on his shoulders and then it grew up to be a bull and then he was strong? Well, I think that these dad bods are fake. I think that, in fact, all dads and moms look like Hercules underneath their clothing. So my desire is to return to that level of fitness. I have no problem working all day on my standing desk, which is good, because a couple years ago I was only doing that part of the day because I was feeling exhausted from it. Now I just need to use my treadmill desk to walk all day long. And in the evenings I can get outside, get that breath of air that Sergei Kraev suggests. Maybe stop by the gym and do some proper stretching or some work on a machine or whatnot. And you know, if I go out between 7 and 10 or 8 and 11 or even just for an hour or two, I can avoid that messy hour when my body wants to eat an entire can of mixed nuts and an entire bottle of red Zinfandel. So it would be basically direct replacement theory of, instead of drinking wine and eating chips and peanuts, I would be doing something very simple. And I must remind you that walking is a full body exercise. You know, it's not like when I'm on a treadmill or when I'm here. It requires walking up steps, dealing with obstacles. Going up slopes, going down hills, engaging with curbs even, and all the different things associated with taking shortcuts. It's a lovely thing, and I highly recommend walking as a baseline, not as like the lazy person's thing. And as I wrote recently in Runner, it's the opposite of what Hercules did with his beloved giant bull. It's the opposite. So I have, by my very nature, I guess 150-pound bull on my back all the time. That is basically walking around with my best friend Mark on my back all the time, who's been, I mean, he says he's fat now, but let's say his entire life up until his 45th birthday, or when he got married or whatever, he was 150 pounds, soaking wet, with his girly little figure and his 5'10" girly figure. God, I hope he listens to this. I can slag people because nobody's going to listen to this. I hope Sergey does, because I compliment him. Anyway, it's like walking around with Mark Harrison on a fireman's carry over my shoulder all the time. I used to joke that it was like carrying a supermodel on my shoulders, but at 350 pounds... it's a 150-pound man, because lean, I guess I'm 190 to 200 to 210. So there's that. So in response to Hercules, it's sort of the exact opposite, where I will be basically, hopefully, carrying a 150-pound goat, bovine, dog, and eventually that dog will be 125, 100, Benjamin Button. Benjamin Button's a cute name for a dog, or a goat, or a lamb. Anyway, I don't want to starve an animal, so it literally has to live backwards so that I can say that I'm not starving a happy 155-pound bovine down to being dead and crumbly off my back. So whatever image you want on that, I would be happy to oblige. Some of the tools I use are a Garmin 920 XT and a Garmin 935 XT, two really nice, lovely GPS watches for my sport. I use an amazing Atlas wristband too, in order to dashboard in order to track my kettlebell swings and any type of workout that I do in my apartment. I have any number of Kettlebell USA kettlebells, as well as some other ones. I have a Concept 2 rowing ergometer and a Concept 2 ski erg. I have no reason, and I have a giant treadmill desk by Lifespan. I have a Bosu ball, a Swiss ball. I have a TRX up against the wall. I have an elastic cable thing attached to my table. I have a chin-up bar. I have a giant sandbag and a smaller sandbag. There's nothing in the world that I can't do in terms of prisoner fitness. I even have a very simple Amazon Basics, the most simple bench for bench presses and for rows and for all that other kind of stuff. So, don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I have all the workout equipment. I am not lacking. And if I didn't, I could do push-ups, sit-ups, and squats anyway. I love my Kettlebell USA cast iron bells, but to be honest, I'm very pleased with the new Amazon Basics cast iron kettlebells, even though they look like they've been spray painted with an enamel paint, and they have the audacity to be marked in pounds instead of kilos. I bought a 35-pound one to help me with my... Oh, here's something I didn't mention. There's an awesome book. I forgot what it's called. Let's see what it's called. Swing 90 seconds every 60 minutes. Kettlebell. All right. It's called Get Fit, Get Fierce with Kettlebell Swings. Just 12 minutes a day. And it's super awesome. To lose weight, prevent sitting disease, hone your body, and tone your booty. I have it set up with my gym boss. Every 30 minutes, it has 1 minute and 50 seconds of workout so that I can get from wherever I am in the apartment to my swinging position, get my Atlas wristband 2 on, and then start the swinging. And I generally get between 45 and 63 swings done in that time, and hopefully I'll be able to do 10 of those a day. Other times I completely end up not hearing the stupid beep 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 beep. It's my I have the strongest subconscious ever, and my subconscious wants to be lazy. I think the worst thing that I'm not blaming my dad, he was a Marine. But the worst thing that my dad ever said, because he was so active, his joke was something they taught him in the Marines, which is, if you don't have to sprint, run. If you don't have to run, jog. If you don't have to jog, walk. If you don't have to walk, stand. If you don't have to stand, sit. If you don't have to sit, lie down. If you don't have to lie down, go to bed. So I go straight to the go to bed, take a nap, go to bed, take a nap, drink some red Zinfandel, eat a whole thing of mixed nuts. Good news is I don't have a sweet tooth, so sugary anything doesn't go past these lips, which doesn't mean that I could become a bouncing baby type 2 diabetic if I don't watch myself. So I'm hoping that these de facto podcast therapy sessions that you will then join me in, don't cry for me, podcast listeners. I will not make you so sad. Don't want you sad. Don't want this bad. Eventually we'll give you lots of motivation. Anyway, I wish you well. I'm going to end right now. I'm really sad that the beep, beep, beep noise didn't happen. I'll make it happen. Here's the sound that I hear every 30 minutes, twice. Here we go. Listen. Hold on. You're going to have to wait 2 minutes, but it'll be worth it. Check out rnnr.us. Also, chrisabraham.com. Also, please feel free to... Oh, damn it. This isn't using my bloody awesome... it's so sad. Well, anyway, I'm using the regular craptitious built-in microphone that's associated with this crazy... HP Envy. That's something I'm going to learn too. I'm going to learn that after I turn off my computer and turn it back on again, that I really need to I need to set back up the Zoom H2. I've been yelling at my computer instead of using my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful H2 microphone. Dommage, dommage. Anyway, you can reach me at Chris Abraham. You can call me or text me at +1-202-352-5051. My email is chris@abraham.su. And in 34 seconds, there will be the beeping that I want you to hear. But I have to fill the space until then. Oh, I have a company. And I have another podcast. I've started a podcast with my business partner called The Garris Cast. Very creative. And it is at gerr.is/podcast. And you can get it on all the sites and so forth, because I think I've submitted them there. And 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, who wouldn't want to get up and do something when that happens, right? That's the worst sound ever. And then after 1 minute 50 or 100 seconds, is that 100 seconds? Then there's another one to let me know that the workout is complete. And but I do need to go ahead and I do need to do like 500 kettlebell swings in a row, because it doesn't really bring my heart rate up to where it needs to be in just 90 seconds, right? You need more time. In order to, maybe I should just make the timer longer. How many seconds would you make the timer? How many minutes would you make this podcast? We're approaching 19 minutes. I think that is just fine. Aloha, mahalo nui loa, ciao, auf Wiedersehen, hasta luego, hasta mañana, and goodbye. I should sing you that goodbye song, but I will protect you from that now. 3, 2, 1, beep.
Oh, thank you.